Good morning. My guest this morning is Bill McNamara from Quarry Hill Botanical Garden. Good morning, Bill.
Good morning. Happy to be here.
Thank you for coming. So we are talking about the second annual Peter H. Raven Lecture Series at Quarry Hill. Can you tell us who Peter Raven is?
Yes, I'd be happy to. We began this lecture series last summer in honor of our good friend Peter Raven, who many people consider the most important conservation biologist alive. He was director of Missouri Botanical Garden for almost 40 years, but before that he taught at Stanford University. Very interesting man. He's widely traveled and highly, highly respected. And like I said, considered one of the most important, not only conservation biologists, but also botanists alive.
Mm-hmm.
So the lecture series was begun in honor of his 80th birthday last summer.
So on August 26th, John Hart, who is a professor of ecosystem sciences at UC Berkeley, is going to be giving a presentation called Can Civilization Endure? Which is quite a question.
Yes, yes. Well, I met him about a year ago and asked if he would be – he was very interesting, and I asked if he'd be interested in speaking, and he said he'd be happy to. A good friend of his had just spoken at our garden last summer, and that was Paul Ehrlich of Population Bomb fame.
Right. Uh-huh.
And John Hart said, yes, he'd be happy to, but he likes to give an uplifting talk because the climate change can be such a depressing topic,
right,
and our future can be so depressing. So he's looked at it from a number of different perspectives, and he wants to talk about how we can actually survive this crisis.
Oh, excellent. I was beginning to think that no one spoke about that anymore, that it's all just gloom and doom.
Well, it's easy to get depressed when start to look at all the data.
Mm-hmm.
But he's been doing research in the Colorado Rockies, but he's also researched in Tibet, in the Sierra Nevada mountains, and elsewhere. And he's interested in the effects on ecosystems of climate change. So he creates lots of models to see what will happen to the ecosystem and the species that occur there. So it's very interesting research. But he's written more than 200 scientific papers. He's authored 8 books. So I think we're very, very fortunate to get him.
So he's going to be speaking at Quarry Hill.
Yes, we have an outdoor educational terrace where he'll be speaking in the garden. And we're in Glen Ellen.
Oh, great. Okay. Easy to find?
Very easy to find. We're right on Highway 12. There's a big sign. We're just north of a light for the turnoff from 12 into Glen Ellen.
Tell us a little bit about Quarry Hill and what you do there day after day.
Quarry Hill is a fascinating place. It's I think I can honestly say it's the love of my life.
Oh.
I've been there 30 years, and it began 30 years ago. I missed the first 6 months, but it's a collection of plants that have been grown from seed that have been collected primarily in China, but throughout Asia. So we've been focusing on two of the world's great floras, the Sino-Japanese and the Sino-Himalayan. So when we collect this material, we fully document it, and then we make it available for free to researchers, universities, and botanical gardens
mm-hmm.
around the world.
What's the best way for people to get more information if they need it and to purchase tickets?
Our website, which is quarryhillbg.org. The garden is recognized now as one of the most important collections of Asian plants in North America. So we're very proud of that. And we get requests, if not daily, weekly, for material for researchers. So we're sending leaf samples, petal samples, etc., because our plants being first generation from seed, they are in fact the wild form of that plant.
Fantastic. Bill, thank you very much for coming in, and thank you very much for the work that you've been doing for so long at a place that fulfills your dreams. You're a lucky person.
Thank you very much. My pleasure.
Let's tell people that this event is at Quarry Hill Botanical Gardens on August the 26th, and it's John Hart, professor of ecosystem sciences at UC Berkeley. For information, quarryhillbg.org. Thanks for listening. I'm Roland Giacopetti on KRCB for Sonoma Spotlight. Have a great day.